News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We now need to take a stand and make misogyny a criminal offence. That is the view of Fergus Finlay, Irish Examiner columnist and former CEO of Barnardo's, who joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Fergus. Firstly, tell me why you think this.
First of all, good morning, Ciara. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. You're very kind.
I think it's about time that we faced up to it. Misogyny is something that's on the rise in Ireland and around the world. Last weekend would have seen the latest example of it when it became clear that a pornographic video had been made using artificial intelligence featuring a woman who had run for elected office and featuring her for no other reason than that she had run for elected office. She's a well-known person, and she must have suffered the agony of the damned, knowing that this kind of stuff was out there. I find it hard to imagine anything more disgusting, but at the same time, it's totally common. I suspect, Ciara, you've had it. I suspect every woman in public life has had it. I suspect that it's something that is just dismissed almost, airily dismissed. And we now live in a world where the President of the United States is apparently campaigning for the freedom of the Tate brothers in Romania. These are two people who have brought misogyny to new levels around the world and are now suspected heavily in several jurisdictions of being involved in the trafficking of girls for sex. I guess my basic point is that it's easy to talk about misogyny as something that's just crude and vulgar. It potentially breeds violence. I actually believe that the person who made that pornographic video has posed as much risk to the person involved. I don't want to name her because I don't want to draw more attention to her. I have huge sympathy and respect for what she's tried to do.
Your point. And to be honest, you're preaching to the choir with me to some extent, because I think misogyny is a problem. I completely agree with you. But criminalizing it is fraught with difficulty, I would suggest. How would it work?
Everything is fraught with difficulty. First of all, I'm not suggesting that it ought to be one of those situations where, you face a long jail sentence or massive fines or something like that. I think we need to put it on the scale of that kind of cheap, nasty vulgarity deserves a knock on your door. Repeated offences deserve more. But I think we should just legislate to make it an obnoxious thing to do. We have managed to stamp out this kind of behaviour in other areas of public life, and we could do it by simply taking a stand against it.
Yeah,
even if we don't in the end, I'd love to start a debate about it, because all my adult life I've witnessed it, and I find it disgusting.
Yeah, and I think it is to your credit, Fergus, that you feel that way. I mean that sincerely. But things like creating an AI pornographic video of somebody, which you're quite right, is a heinous thing. That's already against the law, because you're not allowed to share intimate images of people already. That there's already a law on that. Lots of things that would fall into the category of misogyny, maybe, and it is a spectrum, would fall under the category of harassment and things like that. So we do have some laws.
We do have some.
Isn't there a danger, as we saw, and from what I can see, the government is running away from the hate speech legislation like a scalded cat. Isn't there a danger that because it is very difficult to exactly in legal terms say this is misogyny and this is not misogyny, because you could be insulting, say, me for a reason that I am a woman and that would be misogyny, but you could also be insulting me because you just don't like me for some other reason that isn't misogyny. Isn't it because it is so difficult to actually legally quantify what it is and isn't, that there is a risk of making bad laws?
Every single piece of legislation that anyone has ever tried to introduce in Ireland has depended on definition, has depended on getting the definition right. So, that's a challenge. The funny thing about misogyny is its definition couldn't be clearer, couldn't be simpler. It's three words: hatred of women. It comes from the Greek for hatred of women. It is the simplest thing in the world to define. Now, yeah, when you get into the law, you have to drill down a bit more and be a bit more careful. We seem to have decided that it is beyond the wit of man to define hatred.
And I completely agree with you, by the way, hatred of women. That sounds nice. That sounds like quite tidy. But then you get into the difficulty that anybody who is at odds with a woman, crosses swords with a woman, has a difficulty with a woman, that they could be then accused of misogyny when in reality they sometimes might be misogynistic. I accept that. But it could be on a very low level. But equally, there are times maybe when they aren't misogynistic, that this is a personal grievance or a reasonable and robust debate or whatever. Isn't that the difficulty, the grey area?
Every offence has a defence, Ciara. Every time you're charged with something, you have the right to put your defence forward. And if you're charged with attacking somebody on the basis that they're a woman, and your defence is actually, I'm attacking her because she robbed from me, you're entitled to do that. Of course you are. But that's not a reason for not taking a stand. It's not a reason for not... if we don't stamp this out, if we don't actually get serious about it, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And I live in terror that somebody is going to get hurt. I think every time somebody says something vulgar, obscene, disgusting about somebody else, they're putting them at risk.
Well, I would argue, Fergus, rather, that there are many, many women who have been actually hurt violently and sexually in other ways because of misogyny. But I take your point on all of that. And I'm very happy that you've raised the question, and we're going to let our listeners tell us what they think too. That is Fergus Finlay, their Irish Examiner columnist and former CEO of Bernardo's. What do you think? Let us know. The WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.